Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
Giannis, I'm going to tell you something about what we just saw. Steal slam, Giannis out of the Kumbo.
Nearly everybody in Milwaukee knows the Milwaukee Bucks, and many are paying attention in this strong season. We've got Giannis, Jabari, and a new arena in the works. But what was basketball like in Milwaukee before the Bucks? Listener Gary wondered.
Who played on Milwaukee's first professional basketball team and what happened to it?
We got the answer from curator Ben Barbera of the Milwaukee County Historical Society. He told us that the team was the Milwaukee Hawks. They were Milwaukee's first professional sports team. They first played here in the 1951-52 season. As Barbera says,
they played in the NBA in Milwaukee for four seasons. And then in 1953, the Braves came to town, and now there was a team here that was diverting people's attention.
Barbera says the owner was looking for bigger opportunities, so the Hawks moved to St. Louis and eventually Atlanta, where you know of them today. There are still a few people around who have memories of seeing the Milwaukee Hawks play. One of them is Joel Bean, a basketball fan who still lives in Milwaukee. He went to a game at the Milwaukee Auditorium on 6th and Kilbourne. It's now the Miller High Life Theater. It was Bean's first ever basketball game at age 12.
The memory of the place was dingy and smoky. And don't know if it was because of the hot dogs they were preparing or not, but, you know, it wouldn't have shocked me that people could have been puffing during a game to add to that kind of ambiance.
Barbera says Bean's memories are spot on about the arenas in that era.
They were usually smoke-filled because people could smoke while the games were going on. And it was just, you know, it was a grittier, in some ways tougher game.
Barbera says the crowds were smaller, the arenas were smaller, and there were other ways that watching a game was different.
We didn't have the phenomenal athletes that we see today. The players today are huge and fast and can do amazing things with their bodies. The players in the 50s tended to be big, but not as agile, as quick. The rules were different, too. There wasn't the 24-second shot clock. There wasn't the 8-second clock to get the ball to midcourt. And the style of play was different. Slam dunks were not common. In fact, they were often considered rude, for lack of a better term. And even jump shots weren't common. Jump shotters were considered to be sort of avant-garde and weird. It was a set shot. It was a lot of passing. And so scores tended to be lower. Not always, but scores, you know, were often in the 60s or 70s, which you would never see in the NBA today.
One Milwaukee Hawks player was a real standout. 11-time NBA All-Star Bob Pettit. The Hawks' last season in Milwaukee was his rookie season in the NBA. He won Rookie of the Year. He spoke about basketball on student-run Tiger TV at his alma mater, Louisiana State University.
I liked the way the game was played. I think that was a great dedication to defense, to playing together, to passing the ball, moving it around.
Pettit ended up leading the St. Louis Hawks to an NBA championship and was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Some of the other notable Milwaukee Hawks included Mel Hutchins, Don Adden, and Bill Calhoun. And it's important to note that the makeup of the team, and the NBA as a whole, was different than today. Mostly white. But Milwaukee had a few black players.
And in fact, in 1954, they traded for Chuck Cooper, who was the first black player drafted into the NBA.
As far as racism on the Hawks, Barbera says,
my impression is that it was a relatively welcoming place, but I don't know for sure.
But he says that the NBA as a whole was tough for black players in that era. Looking back on that period, the Hawks may have given Milwaukee a start in professional basketball, but there was not the excitement of this year's Bucks. As Barbera explains,
the year with Pettit was their best year, and they still lost 20 more games than they won. During their time in Milwaukee, they won less than a third of their games, and they finished last in their division every year, which meant they were the only team in their division that didn't make the playoffs. So it just wasn't a particularly inspiring team.
Despite that, Barbera says that the Hawks do have an important place in Milwaukee basketball history. He says that the former owner lobbied for the Bucks when the NBA was considering Milwaukee for the franchise.
He said that in the 1950s, the city wasn't ready for an NBA team, but in 1967, it was. And so he was a strong voice between the Bucks even being here.
And a slam dunk by Giannis off a pass by Jason Terry.
Something to think about when it's time to fear the deer. For Lake Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.
Bango for Bledsoe. And the Bucks have tied the game at 39. Remember, they were down 11.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.